You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Last week, National MP Melissa Lee was demoted from Cabinet and stripped of the media portfolio. National's Penny Simmons was also taken off the disability issues portfolio. This comes after Lee faced criticism for her response to Warner Brothers Discovery, announcing it would be shutting down News Hub, and Simmons apologising for the mishandling of the announcement of changes to purchasing rules for disabled people's equipment and support services. I spoke to PhD candidate in New Zealand politics at the University of Otago, Michael Derek Swanson, about this cabinet reshuffle and the public's response to it. I started off our interview asking Swanson about Lee and Simmons' time in their various roles.
So the first one, of course, is Melissa Lee, who was the broadcasting minister, and after what was probably perceived as significant inactivity during all of the turbulence over the last couple of months in the media sector, she was demoted outside of Cabinet and removed from that portfolio. And then the other one was Penny Simmons, as you mentioned, and she was the Disability Issues Minister. She was already outside of Cabinet, so she remains outside, but has had that portfolio removed from her after what was a pretty significant botch up in announcements around funding changes in the disability sector.
Right, and what reasons did Prime Minister Christopher Luxon give for the demotions, and how did they compare to what you've called the recent botches in those sort of announcements?
Yeah, his comments were more around having the right people in the right places at the right time. He's very much, he talks about it in terms of having people with the right skills and knowledge and abilities in the right places. What this really runs up against is that there was a lot of flack in the media for the way those two ministers had handled particular issues, and he needed to be seen to be acting on what was some pretty significant backlash against their actions or inaction, as it was the case for Minister Lee. So it was more a case of being forced to do something rather than let this just continue to play out in the media.
How have the public, including the media and disability sectors, responded to this?
Strangely, there's been a pretty unanimous agreement that this was the right decision. You don't often get that when there's demotions or stripping of portfolios in the Beehive, but this seems to have got pretty wide seal of approval in both cases. Both the media sector have talked about the inaction from Minister Lee, and the disability sector have talked widely about the poor handling and miscommunication and other issues they had seen coming from Minister Simmons. So there seems to be pretty wide agreement that this was the right thing to do.
We've seen that, in particular, Te Pāti Māori co-leader Debbie Nawera-Packer has accused Luxon of misogyny over this decision and the perceived difference in the way that Luxon has treated male MPs. What observations could be made about this claim?
I think this is a really hard one to link to misogyny, because the widespread agreement that these two ministers were doing a poor job in these portfolios. So while there is absolutely never a good time to demote ministers, and it's an even worse situation to have to demote to female ministers, it's got pretty wide agreement that it was the right thing to do, given the performance of both, because at the end of the day, both had made some pretty big slip-ups in their portfolios, and any other kind of action or inaction from the Prime Minister would have resulted in ongoing flak for himself and his ability to make decisions and his ability to hold ministers to account for what they do and how they do it.
In particular with Lee, we've seen that she was in that portfolio for several years and has been in Parliament for about 13 years. What support would be reasonable to give a minister like Lee or Simmons to allow them to be successful in their role before taking an action like demotion?
I think they're really different cases, and for that exact reason that you've outlined, that Minister Lee has been in Parliament since 2008, so it's not a new place for her. It's not a new situation. This is her first time being a minister, but she has worked very closely with ministers in the past and has spent long enough in Parliament that she knows exactly how things operate and what the job is and what is required to do that job. So there's probably less of a question around what support was provided to Minister Lee than there is to Minister Simmons, on the other hand, who only joined Parliament in 2020. This is her first time being a member of a government, let alone being a minister, and was brought in to do a pretty particular job. Her background is in tertiary education, and that is her space. So I think there's a bigger question around ministers like Minister Simmons, who is very new still to Parliament, and what support was provided, what mentorship was provided, and what kind of ongoing coaching and support can be provided to make sure that she understands what the role of a minister is, how that role was carried out, and exactly where her decisions are needed to make things move smoothly in government.
Just looking forward, do you anticipate there being any ramifications of these demotions on both the National Party and the government?
I think in this case, it's probably not such a huge impact to the government. I think actually where the ministries have moved to, so the Minister for Disability Information or Disability Support has moved now to Minister Upston, who is a very senior minister and, of course, is the Social Development Minister, so there's great more alignment in that space. And likewise with broadcasting moving and media moving to Minister Goldsmith, who is the Minister for Justice and Arts, and Arts, Culture and Heritage. So there's greater alignment in that space. So and with the senior minister taking over, you'd be expecting a greater performance in that role, but it doesn't ensure performance. So there's probably more pressure on those two ministers now to pick up where their predecessors left off and improve those spaces. So that the question going forward is, well, what do these two new senior ministers do in these spaces that the previous ministers were accused of not doing? I think the really important thing to note is that these were both National Party ministers. So it's much easier for the Prime Minister to demote and change roles within National Party ministers. The really interesting point would be if this was the actions of a New Zealand First or ACT Party minister and whether he would have the same leeway without repercussions to do this kind of action.
And that was PhD candidate in New Zealand politics at the University of Otago, Michael Derek Swanson, on the recent cabinet reshuffle.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.